And we're back with the WGXC Monday afternoon show. You were just listening to Eight Bold Souls. That was The Big Dig featuring Edward Wilkerson Jr. He's actually with us in the studio right now. I had to apologize. That song is like decades old. But
it's okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But I love it. So we've got Chicago saxophonist Edward Wilkerson in here with us, and also Japanese percussionist, creative percussionist Tatsuya Nakatani. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
You guys are in town tonight because you are performing a live accompaniment to the first silent Japanese vampire movie called Sanguivorous. It's screening tonight at Time and Space Limited here in Hudson on Columbia Street. There is so much to ask you guys about. I'm really interested in hearing a little bit about both of your work, and then also a little bit about this film and what's going on tonight with this live musical accompaniment, because it sounds totally insane.
Yeah,
but so maybe we can first start with a little bit of introductions. Edward, maybe you could start. You could talk a little bit about who you are, where you come from today, and some of your music.
Yeah, I live in Chicago, and I've been in Chicago a long time, and I perform with a lot of different musicians there, and I'm a member of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, the AACM, and I've had the good fortune to perform with a lot of good people, and I've led a couple of groups. One is Eight Bold Souls, you were playing one of our pieces, and then a real big group called Shadow Vignettes, and we have some recordings out with both of those groups. And recently I've been doing more performing with smaller groups and other people's projects, but I'm always doing some writing and arranging and that type of thing. And then recently, in the last couple of years, I'm performing more and more with Tatsuya. And so that's how I ended up here.
Probably if people follow their jazz and specifically the Chicago music scene, I think they've probably heard your name before. I called my dad and told him you were with me in the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, I play with a lot of people, and I've done a lot of different types of music, and so this project that we're performing with, creating an improvised soundtrack for the film Sanguivorous, is very challenging. It's very exciting, and it's really dynamic because every time we perform, it varies, it changes, and It's a real good challenge. That's how I like to look at it.
And Tatsuya, maybe you could do the same for us. Could you talk a little bit about, I was reading, listening to some stuff online and reading about your work, sure. And it seemed like impossible to actually describe what it is that you do. So maybe you can do a better job than I could.
Not so much better than you describe. It is very difficult to talk about myself, actually. Maybe I don't play music. I make a sound. I create a sound and I make a sound and perform. So sometimes maybe I call myself as a artist than musician. I call myself a musician, but it's musician has a little bit beyond sometimes what I do. So what I do, right? I play percussion and the drums and the gong and so many small items, but I create a sound which pretty much like you can't imagine. You look at the drum set and it's not coming out from the drums, so scratching, banging, and bowing, and
that kind of sound. And you're also creating some of the things that you're playing.
Create, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, using a tool, not straight way, some my own way. And the music also, I construct the music by the sound. So sound is the, it's a difficult. I know how to describe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the gong earlier. Could you talk about that project?
Yeah. I'm doing a big project since about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2011. I started a project called the Nakatani Gong Orchestra, which is right now 8 gong stations. I full of gong in my van. I'm traveling all over U.S. And so I arrived to the place and I do workshop, teach people to how to bow in gong. And I train people to read my conduct sign, and we do concert, gong concert, but mostly not hitting gong, more bowing, and it sounds like a whole symphony orchestra people tuning, like before the show, you know, they're beautiful tuning, everybody tuning, that kind of sound I do by the gong. That's my main project nowadays.
That is a really cool moment when an orchestra is playing.
Oh,
that,
yeah, sure.
The pre-musical moment.
Yeah.
And tell me about how you two began working together.
Well, Tatsuya tours quite a bit, and he was coming through Chicago to play at a place called The Hideout, which is one of my favorite places to play. And he always takes on the challenge of performing with different musicians, and they called me to come in and play with him. And the night went very well, and we stayed in contact. And my brother-in-law, Tetsuki Ijichi, is a film distributor, and he distributes Asian film, a lot of Asian horror films in the United States. And he talked about this film, and that Tatsuya and I would be a good match to perform like a soundtrack, an improvised soundtrack to this film, because it's mainly a silent film. And so we did it down in New Mexico last year in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and we've continued to perform it. And so we've played in Indianapolis, we played in Grand Rapids, in New York, Washington, Philadelphia, and so here we are tonight. So this is the last concert of this tour, but I'm sure we'll be performing it some more in the future.
It does seem interesting, since both of you seem to have really improvisational, your music, both of what you do seems to be really improvisational. And when that comes together, when the two of you sit next to a horror film, a silent horror film, can you talk about that, what that interaction is like, what that choreography is like with these three elements?
Please go ahead.
Okay, well, it's hard to talk about it because I don't, you know, it is hard to talk about it.
Yeah.
But we try to keep it very spontaneous, and we don't want to have too much of a pre-plan. But there's some, we try to follow, there's a dramatic arc to the film itself. And so we try to adhere to that. But also we don't want to overpower the movie. And you know, we try to just stay faithful to what's going on in the movie and the vision that the director had. Because if you see the movie, it's a very powerful movie. And it's visually very striking. And it's not the type of movie that's very, I think it's very abstract in a lot of ways. And it can be interpreted in a lot of ways. And I always tell people, I'm still not really sure what the movie is about. And so when you see it, everybody will come away thinking different things about it. But it's a very powerful movie, I think.
Well, we were toying a little bit with getting the film's director on Skype with us, Naoki Yoshimoto. But maybe while you guys are in here, you could tell us a little bit about the film. What is the film? It's a Japanese horror movie. It's a silent vampire movie. That's all I know.
And,
should we know anything else before jumping into it?
Yeah, there's a very strong dancer inside the movie called Murubushi. Murubushi is one of the beautiful people called Buto dance, Buto dancer. And his movement and his muscle, body, all about the visual, he paints his body silver and with like sticky teeth, pointy teeth on top of his teeth, and licking blood on the floor. And anyway, yeah, it's a long story. It's difficult to explain the story, but yeah. And the visually very beautiful. It's a black. It's not black and white, but almost black and white. Some color inside.
Yeah. It's almost like a painting, you know. But it moves, you know. So it's hard to, you know. You have to come out and see it tonight. And I know we're going to be doing some more performances in the future, but this is a good opportunity if you're within the sound of our voices. Come to the time and space tonight. And we can't guarantee there won't be any vampires there, but maybe there won't. So
I'll tell the details for anybody listening. The film we're talking about is Sanguivorous. It's a silent Japanese vampire film showing tonight at Time and Space Limited in Hudson here on Columbia Street tonight at 8 p.m. And the dancer that you're talking about, he is mm-hmm. featured in the film. And I'm so curious because we all have so many connotations with horror films,
but
I don't know about horror music or horror. Would you describe what you two are creating during the film as being scary?
We not try to make it scary, but maybe sometimes scary sound. That's kind of my job. My sound is, in a way, it's not a usual sound. It's a very unusual sound. So from as a percussionist, not many percussionists make this sound, I think. So that maybe, you know, makes people afraid or, you know, suspicious or like that. But children likes it usually.
They're more open-minded than most of us adults.
They are amazing. They always, they always pretend and they laugh about it. They're so happy to hear that. So,
and maybe could you just describe what you'll be actually playing tonight? What are your instruments of choice tonight?
I play kind of like a bass drum, which is not really a bass drum. Boom. Sound. I have a snare drum, floor tom kind of things, but more like a floor tom is more resonate box. I use things on top of it, and it always makes amplified by the drum, and I scratch cymbal on top of it, and I use a bowing, which I handmade. I have my original handmade percussion bowls. And bowing gongs and sounds like a cello. That's the notes I play. And a blowing cymbal sometime. I blow the cymbal, the airy sound. I have my iPhone sounds like this. So this is all about just blowing air in the middle of the cymbal. And, of course, I play like a... So this kind of... this is scratching a cymbal on the drums. And so, yeah. 200 different sounds, actually. It's going to be from me. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be playing the tenor saxophone, alto clarinet, B-flat clarinet, and then a sort of percussion and a didgeridoo.
And a didgeridoo.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it sounds really cool. Is there anything else you think that people listening might want to know before a pretty interesting visual and sonic experience tonight?
I think they should be pretty open-minded about what to expect and... And I think it's going to be it'll be fun. It'll be interesting. And after we finish playing, we will have a little bit of question and answer. If anybody has any questions about the film, we'll do what we can to answer it. And then, you know, about the music that we've performed or some of the instruments and things like that. So, you know, it might be a little different from what you're used to with a horror movie. And I'm not even sure it's a horror movie. I think it's might be a metaphorical for something else, but I'm not going to say what I think it is because I would like to hear other people's opinions.
And I think for people to look at, come to this show will be, so as I said, the children sometimes loves it, and they don't know what love, you know, how, they don't know what it is, but they love it anyway. And then, but, you know, we are becoming adults, and we have some certain judgmental, and we take a look as a, from a different view, everybody from a different view. You know, like a paint, children can paint in the paper. They can do some crazy stuff on the paper. They can draw it. But adults can't do it, yeah. Which is, you know, where the, what mm-hmm. what it is. But if adult has come to the show, and not only the sound, the more like visual helps, and you know, like more information, and I think that's easier for everybody to understand. Sometimes dance, mm-hmm. dance with sound, which is easier than only sound, and. Yeah, and this is a great chance with somebody calling. Anyway, yeah, this is a great chance to, you know, this collaboration this film, this is the last stop for this project, and it's not every day we're doing. Next year will be completely different thing. So,
mm-hmm.
and we've been performing, and pretty much we get to know about the film. Yeah, this is the best one. I'm sure it's gonna be good. Good night.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. I think I'm gonna go out right now with a track here from Tatsuya. Do you want to introduce us to?
You know, I don't remember which.
We're gonna play a surprise part. Track here.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for joining me. We'll see you tonight at Time and Space Limited
thank
here
you.
In Hudson.
Thank you.
And it's very exciting.